WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, Queens. Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Queen Energy. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly pouring into everyone else's cups, but yours is always empty? Well, honey, it's time to talk about the power of self-care, because true empowerment starts with prioritizing yourself. Listen. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and busyness, right? Always on, never enough, go, go, go. But guess what? That kind of pressure cooker lifestyle doesn't serve us. It actually weakens us, drains our energy, and prevents us from showing up as the powerful women we truly are. So, how do we break free from that cycle and tap into that amazing power within? It starts with making self-care a non-negotiable priority. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are fabulous. I'm talking about a holistic approach to well-being. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Think of it like this. Your body is your temple, your mind is your garden, and your spirit is your guiding star. To flourish, they all need nourishment and attention. First up, let's talk physical self-care. That means fueling your body with nourishing foods, getting enough sleep. A queen gets her beauty rest. Moving your body in ways that feel good. Whether it's a power walk, a dance session, or a yoga flow, and listening to what your body needs. Ever feel that tightness in your shoulders? That could be your body screaming for some movement and relaxation. Next up, we dive into emotional self-care. This is all about acknowledging your feelings, honoring your emotions, and setting healthy boundaries. Don't bottle things up, honey. Let yourself feel it all, process it, and then release it. Learn to say no to things that drain you and, yes, to experiences that bring you joy. Remember, a queen knows her worth and doesn't settle for anything less than what makes her soul sing. Now, let's talk about mental self-care. This is all about nourishing your mind with positive thoughts, learning new things, challenging yourself intellectually, and taking breaks when you need them. Read a good book, learn a new skill, meditate, journal, whatever helps you quiet the mental chatter and connect with your inner wisdom. Finally, we have spiritual self-care. This is about connecting to something bigger than yourself, whether it's through nature, religion, meditation, or simply taking time for quiet reflection. It's about finding that sense of purpose and meaning that gives your life direction and fulfillment. Let me tell you a story. One of my amazing friends, let's call her Sarah, was constantly running herself ragged. She had a demanding job, a busy social life, and always seemed to be juggling a million things at once. She was exhausted, stressed out, and just not feeling like herself anymore. Then one day, she realized something. She needed to prioritize self-care. Sarah started small. She began taking 15-minute walks every morning, reading before bed instead of scrolling through social media, and saying no to commitments that didn't align with her priorities. Slowly but surely, she started feeling the difference. Her energy levels increased, she felt less stressed, and she was able to show up as a more present and authentic version of herself. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When we take care of ourselves, we have the energy, the clarity, and the resilience to show up fully in all areas of our lives. So, my beautiful queens, I challenge you today to make self-care a priority. Start small, be consistent, and listen to your body and soul. Remember, you deserve to feel good, inside and out. What are some ways you can incorporate self-care into your daily routine? Maybe it's that 10-minute meditation, a warm bath after a long day, or simply taking the time to savor a delicious cup of tea. Share your self-care rituals with us on social media using the hashtag #QueenEnergySelfCare. And remember, keep shining bright. We're all in this together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.